living, full throttle. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Motorized Coffee and Cars Podcast. It's February 5th, 2019, and this is our first podcast. So without further ado, let's get started. My oh my, this is the first podcast. I've been, well, first of all, I should introduce myself first. I'm John. I'm one of the founders of Motorized Coffee, and I've been a fan of podcasts for a long time, and it's about time that I got into the game and started making content. What's this podcast going to be about? Well, this podcast is going to be about coffee and cars, and then maybe some friends along the way. It's the equivalent of you sitting around a table with your friends drinking coffee and bullshitting. It's going to be a good time. It's definitely going to get better as time goes on and I get a better mic. And it's going to be fun. So let's introduce, probably not a lot too many people know about Motorized Coffee. Let's introduce that. So Motorized Coffee Company was started a little under a year ago today. And it was inspired by not only my and Alberto's love of cars and coffee, of course, but by the fact and the repetition that we saw in the community. You wake up early on a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning, you drink a cup of coffee, and then you go see Lamborghinis do 100-mile-per-hour pulls out on the street. No, of course not. You never look at that. But the point is that you go look at these fabulous, fabulous, fabulous cars at these car shows and car events, and it's an amazing experience, right? I mean, that's why we're all here in the car community. Cars get us going. We love that. We love the machinery and the build and the design and the looks, the sound, the rumble. It's an experience, and that experience is, well, maybe not entirely ruined, but it's pretty damn close, by lukewarm brown water that tastes awful whether it's burnt or you can barely taste anything at all. That's like getting into your Lamborghini and sitting on a cardboard box. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And so Motorized Coffee's mission for the car community, with the car community, is to introduce and teach what good coffee should taste like, and that it's not unattainable for anyone in the car community to have great tasting coffee in their hand when they're doing those 100-mile-per-hour bombs down the highway that I mentioned earlier, I would never do. Of course not. And in addition to that, we love the positive forces that we see in the car community. It's amazing when you get a bunch of car guys together and they can absolutely geek out about the latest they changed the bolt bearing on a Mustang's wheel, hint hint, what we're going to talk about in a few seconds, Motorized Coffee wants to make that experience and draw people in and act as a focal point for the community to rally around, not only to rally around the coffee that they deserve, but rally around the friends, the community, and the conversation and the experience that you guys and gals absolutely deserve. And yeah, that's, in a nutshell, that's what Motorized Coffee is about.
Hey guys, this is John. Thanks for listening. We're going to do a quick sponsor segment and get back to the program.
So that's what Motorized Coffee is. And today I wanted to talk about personal passion and favorite car of mine. And it's actually a little bit funny because this week I'm in Detroit. And of course, my favorite car was born in Detroit. It's the Ford Mustang. I've been a Ford Mustang fanboy for, God, years. Probably since I was 10 years old. I've loved Mustangs. My dad had one. I love Bullet, an old movie for those of you playing along. I just love the cars. I love the way they look. I love the way they drive, most of the time. And it's just something that I always love to do. Don't have one right now, but that's okay. I still enjoy them and love to see what Ford cooks up every time. And what's even funnier about this is that my rental for this week is actually a Ford EcoBoost. It's a 2018 with the 10-speed, and it's actually pretty fun. It's funny because I had never personally been a fan of putting a four banger into Mustang. I always thought that it wouldn't have enough power. I'd always be trying to stomp on it, and it would never get in gear fast enough, or it wouldn't be able to launch off or anything like that. And I was pleasantly surprised, actually. I was surprised that the car, it's like I said, it's a 2018, it's an EcoBoost, it has 10 speed. It actually is a pretty fun car. Wait a minute, I actually lied. It's not a 2018, it's a 2019. 2019, yep, oops. It's a 2019 because that's a 10 speed now, that's right, oops. See, favorite car, I don't even know what model I'm driving. Wait a minute. No, they both have it. What am I thinking? See, you get on a podcast, so you even know what you're talking about anymore. But yeah, no, they both have them. All right. They both have 10 speeds. Anyway, so it's a four-cylinder engine, right? 350 pound-feet of torque. And it goes, surprisingly. And it's not like the V8, because I had a V8 for a short period of time, and then I had to get rid of it, unfortunately. But I've been able to play around with that. It's not a V8. It's not the same thing. When you're in the V8, it's like there's a crazed gorilla behind you, and that the crazed gorilla is riding a rampaging bull. And they're always ready to just kind of just launch forward, and suddenly you're 3 miles down the road and you blinked, right? It's not the same thing. Right now, what I drive, my daily driver, is a GTI, and it's actually kind of comparable to the GTI. Makes sense, same engine, right? You feel it get into boost, and it launches forward. It's not a like visceral reaction. It's kind of like a thrust, right? And I was playing around with it today. It's my first day on with the car, and I'll probably do some joyriding later, safely within the confines of the law, of course, to kind of like figure out, like really like test it out more. So it's an early review. I know, I know, I know. I really should look into it more before I say all this stuff, right? Oh well. And I'm having fun. I mean, I'd have fun. I'm probably having fun anyway because I love Mustangs, right? But it's a lot of fun. It's a convertible, however, which I've never been a particularly big fan of, especially in the beginning of February in Detroit with an ice storm that's supposed to happen tomorrow. Yeah, it's in retrospect, I could have taken the F-150, but I decided to go with the Mustang. And questioning that decision slightly, but the car guy in me had to go with the Mustang. It's a fun car, honestly, and I was surprised because I genuinely didn't think that I would enjoy a four-cylinder engine in this car. An Android Auto in it is great. It actually works a little bit smoother than my GTI, oddly enough. And it's a fun time. It's a premium model, I think, has leather, a nice steel aluminum dash. And the headlights, I know, weren't too big of a well, I'm gonna phrase that. They were a little controversial. Some people didn't really like the way they looked out, but it's growing on me as time goes on. And it's a fun car to drive around. Still turns heads when it drives by. Maybe not as much as a rumbling V8, but it's still there. So it's a fun car. And it's cool because it's if you think about the history of the Mustang, right? Like here, wait, let's do a quick Google. So 1964 and a half was the first Mustang, and I'm 90% sure that it was a four-cylinder. Come on, Google. Maybe if I put history, that would help. I bet that would help. History. I went to college, I promise. Yes, La Coca. Iococa. It's an I. Iococa. Iococa. I probably should look up the pronunciation for the father of the Mustang. No, I lied. It was a straight six. Well, I tried. But I know there was. So in 1964, the standard engine was a 700 cubic inch straight six with 101 horsepower. And there's an optional, or three optional V8s actually. There was 164 horsepower, a 210, and the top performer was 271. Woo! Actually, more horsepower than my GTI. It's a little funny. Probably a bit of drive in the GTI though. So anyway, it wasn't the first gen. I know, however, that they used to do a four-cylinder for one of the kind of like quote-unquote classic. It might have been for like the 68 Bullet Mustang. I think it was. I think it started out with a four-cylinder, and then there was the V8 variant. Speaking of Bullet, all right. So really, like my big inspirations for the car, right? It from my dad, always loving Mustangs. And Bullet. Now, if you haven't seen Bullet, Bullet is, I think it's from 1970. Bullet, because we just celebrated the 50th anniversary, which is kind of cool, you think about it, right? It's been 50 years since Steve McQueen was ripping around LA, or San Francisco, I lied, sorry. In a Mustang, which is inspired so much in culture, especially Steve McQueen too is like a fashion icon, let alone that, right? Movie. I'm Googling again. So when I'm telling you things, I actually want to be somewhat accurate. 1968. Yeah, okay. So it was actually the same year. So big inspirations for why I love Mustangs, right? My dad. Talking about Mustangs and Bullet. Now, Bullet is star Steve McQueen. If you don't know who Steve McQueen is, you should probably go rethink your life a little. Steve McQueen was probably one of the pinnacle icons of car culture in the late 60s, early 70s, probably even beyond that. Several movies that he's been in that feature cars and motorcycles and things like that. I think he rode motorcycles too a lot. And he came out in 1968 with this movie called Bullet. He plays a detective in San Francisco, I was right the second time, called Frank Bullet. And a quick synopsis is that a senator comes to him. And San Francisco, the police department says, we have this witness that you need to protect from the mob out in Chicago. And he's very important because he's going to be able to help bring down the mob, right? And so Bullet and two of his partners say, okay, cool, we'll hide him, whatever. And then suddenly, the bad guys figure out where the witness is and they try to kill him. And they wound a police officer in the process. So this starts off the 2 hour journey of watching Frank Bullitt kick ass in San Francisco while drifting around corners and burning rubber, tires skipping a 1968 Highland Green Mustang, and probably one of the most famous car chases in Hollywood history is that 68 Mustang and the midnight dark Charger. Is it Charger or is it Challenger? I think it's a Charger. It's some car that's not a Mustang. Chasing. Googling again. Again, if I'm telling you stuff, I want to make sure it's somewhat accurate. Give me lots of videos. What was the car? I'm pretty sure it was a Charger. It looks like a Charger. I always mix up Charger and Challengers anyway. They kind of look the same. Can you tell I'm a Mustang guy? Anyway, one of the most... that's a YouTube video. We don't watch that. Anyway, if you haven't seen it, spend 2 hours of your life and watch the movie. It's aged relatively well. It's inspirational. Of course I wouldn't suggest driving like Frank Bullitt around San Francisco, but damn, that'd be fun. And it spawned a whole big deal for Ford because they just celebrated the 50th anniversary of the Bullitt Mustang with those iconic looks. And the 2019 or 2018 Bullitt Mustang is gorgeous. It is fabulous looking. Massive V8 in the front. I think they added an increased throttle body to up the horsepower a little bit. Different packages. Of course, only stick shift, as Steve McQueen would have it. And yeah, it's a boyhood dream to get one of those. That would be awesome. That there's a lot of cars I want to get in my life, right? Of course. But a Bullitt Mustang is definitely kind of like one of those iconic. Now, it could be either the new one or the old one, whichever, although I probably want to make the old one a little bit more modern and safe. Like, seatbelts would be nice. But that car, it's just something about it. It's dark, it's cool, it's suave. It embodies everything Steve McQueen was at that time. You could say man's man, almost. And it's wicked cool, man. It really is. If you haven't seen it, go look it up. Go Google it. It's worth it. Especially the movie. And you can find the movie anywhere. Amazon, YouTube, iTunes, whatever. Yeah, that was awesome. And do you know what Frank Bullitt drinks in the movie Bullitt? Coffee. Ooh, didn't see that transition coming, did ya? Good at this. So, what's a good question about coffee to answer today? Well, let's take a common misconception about coffee. So, we have dark roasts and light roasts. We'll ignore medium roasts for now. What has more caffeine? A lot of people say dark roast. Then you occasionally have people say light roast because, like, caffeine burns off in the roasting process or something. They're actually both technically incorrect. So, the reason why... So let's go back to what happens with coffee. So if you were to take 10 grams of a dark roast coffee and then take 10 grams of a light roast coffee, there will be more beans in the dark roast coffee than there will be in the light roast coffee. Now, why is that? Well, during the roasting process, the bean loses water content. Because, so you roast it for longer, right, make it darker, and the water evaporates off, burns off. And so when you're doing it by mass or weight, you'll see that there'll be more dark roast than will be light roast. So, therefore, the dark roast coffee has more beans in it when you make it, and therefore will have a higher caffeine content. In the grand scheme of things, it's probably about the same. Even if, like, you take, like, a pound, there's going to be, like, an extra, 100, 150 beans or whatever. In the grand scheme of things, it's going to vary a little bit. But the caffeine content in coffee really depends upon what strain of coffee plant that you're using. Some strains of coffee plants have a higher caffeine content as opposed to a lower caffeine content. And with that last nugget, coffee bean sized, in fact, nugget of information, that's the end of the podcast. Wow, that's the first one. That's awesome. And it's gonna get better and better from here, boys and girls. It's we're gonna get Alberto on the next one or the one after that, and have people come on, interview them. The app's great for connecting different audio sources, so it's gonna be fun to do interviews on this. And we're just gonna geek out, talk about coffee and cars. And with that, signing off. You just listened to the Motorized Coffee and Cars Podcast.